Welcome back to Football with Ben Roethlisberger. My name is Spence. I almost sounded Australian right there for a second. My name is, and I'm here with two-time Super Bowl champion Ben Roethlisberger. That was the best intro that we've ever had.
Is that Australian?
I don't know. There he is. There you go. Sorry, guys. It's been a long week, and it's Monday. There it is.
I just feel like we haven't seen you guys much. You guys haven't seen us much. So, welcome, those of you that have been around for the last 6 hours. We literally just ended 20 minutes ago.
We took a quick stretch.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was an interesting game and podcast live stream.
Yes.
To say the least. So, but welcome back to... See, these are officially...
Podcasts. Yeah.
These are our football and podcasts.
Yes.
We're doing some live streaming with the game. That doesn't count as a podcast.
No.
A football and podcast. We didn't sample beer. We didn't do what we do.
Right.
We just hung out and...
We just kicked it. This is what we do here.
Yeah, and the weather took its toll on us.
Yeah. But moving forward, I think we are going to kind of separate the live stream and the podcast.
So we can recap.
And you'll talk. Get the full footballing experience, and then you'll get to watch the game, two things that we can bring to you guys. If you guys are unaware of what we were talking about in the intro as we stumbled into this episode, we live streamed the game against the Cardinals. And obviously there was the rain delays and everything, and it was 4 hours and 20 minutes. So
And delays. So, it felt like it took forever. And we apologize to everyone that stuck with us and were with us throughout the show. We tried to keep you entertained. And quite a few people watched and stayed tuned in. We had a bunch of people subscribe to the channel. We mentioned during the show, but we just reached 80,000 subscribers. Congratulations, Spence. Congratulations to the football and family, because you are now part of the family. We know we have millions watching around the world. We know that. But we've got about just over 80,000 family members that are subscribers. So thank you for those of you that subscribe. So we're gonna do our thing. We're going to have a couple of beers. People sent a bunch of stuff in. I went to Creekside today.
Yes.
Thank you to all the people over there. We hadn't been there in a while, or people were getting sending stuff, because we had boxes and not all of it had beer in it.
No.
For instance,
tell us, what do you got there?
These.
Oh, we got some
Tostitos
snacks.
Hardy Dippers original. And no, this episode is not brought to you by Tostitos, even though that would be nice.
And hey, unless you want to, Tostitos. Yeah,
Tostitos, here we are. A couple episodes ago, we talked about the perfect chip for dipping. Something that, the chip broke a lot.
Yeah.
And so someone sent that in. No note, no nothing.
Really?
Just that was in the box. So whoever sent those in, you got to be part of the family. So thank you. I'm eating them tonight.
Very good.
Had quite a few people send in some Dietz Brothers chocolates from Findlay. You know that baby. It's like when when you go to Tiffany's is the blue.
Yeah.
It's like, I know,
Tiffany's
is the blue.
Henny's
in Pittsburgh is the green.
Yeah.
When you get that baby blue, that Dietz is. This is the chocolate covered Oreos. This is from one Ohioan to another Ohioan. This is from Tiffany from Kent. Diehard Steeler fan. Thank you, Tiffany. These Oreos were, they are.
I was going to say, brother, that box sounded a little bit empty there.
It's full. It's a full box.
Let me hold that box.
Nah, it's all right.
Be real, though. Honest. Be real.
There's some missing.
We'll be friends. We're friends.
There's some missing.
How many?
A lot. Some.
There's
some
three missing. Left in there.
No, there's more than that. Maybe four. I think it only comes in. It's only a 10-pack, I think.
Yeah, nine of them are gone.
Yeah, maybe. thank you to the people that sent that in. Thanks to Dietz. As you've got a quality chocolate-covered Oreo or pretzel or anything chocolate-covered when you hold it for 3 to 5 seconds and the chocolate is now on your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're holding it and the chocolate doesn't come off... Just seconds.
Throw that one away.
This, when you get a hold of this, see, the Oreo is my favorite. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
The chocolate covered Oreo, when you eat that, I would share with you, but there's only one left.
No, I get it. Yeah.
Two left. You can have the white chocolate pretzel if you want.
I get down with that.
When you hold that guy, you take a bite, because you can't throw the whole thing in your mouth. It's too rich, too good.
Yeah.
You take a bite of it. Before you get to the next bite, you've got chocolate on your fingers. And that is what, to me, tells you got a good chocolate-covered Oreo or pretzel or anything chocolate-covered.
Yeah, I agree with that. But also with Dietz is it doesn't come off of the actual food item either. There's enough there.
It's nice. It's not over. It's not too much, but it's nice.
Just enough. They figured it out.
We are watching Jacksonville in the Bengals Monday night game. They said throwback to the quarterback who got killed early in the first quarter. So anyway, thank you to everybody who sent stuff in. We still have boxes of stuff we haven't even got to. I did put some stuff out for tonight. I did not look at it. I mean, I looked at it and put it away, but I didn't read the note or go through anything of what it is. I just put three in there. So we're going to do that tonight. But just thank you to everybody, part of the family that sent stuff in. We really appreciate it. Thank you to all of our sponsors.
Yeah, man, they're awesome.
I would definitely start naming them all, but we just don't have time for it all. So we'll just move on. And
you know who you are. Thanks for looking out, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys. So, you know what? I would be remiss if we didn't talk about it here early in this show. We did yesterday in the live stream. Pitt's women volleyball team. We got to talk about it again. They play this Thursday.
Yeah.
We went this weekend. Yep. Saturday? Friday.
It was on Saturday.
Saturday night.
Saturday.
Watched them beat up on the lady.
Of Troy is what they
call it. The ladies of Troy. USC. Yeah. What an awesome. I mean, we can't talk about them enough. Thank you to everybody at Pitt, Pat Bostick, all the guys over there helping us out. Those women are spectacular, fun to watch. The kids have a great time. They're screaming, yelling. Benjamin knocked his popcorn all over the place.
yes, he did.
And so they're moving on in the tournament. That's what they're in right now, the NCAA tournament. They play at home again on Thursday at like 2:30.
They're doing it at the
at the Fitz. It stinks a little. I think because basketball maybe is coming in there. No offense to the basketball team.
Yeah.
But – they should let these ladies take this over.
I'll say this though. So I've been to a game at the Peterson Event Center and the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse. Yes, the Pete it's a bigger place to play, but dude, the energy in the Fieldhouse.
I know. There's something to be said about that, which I still think that Pitt should get their own stadium.
Yeah.
Get your own stadium. Are they building their own stadium?
Yeah, man. That's why all that traffic was. You mess with it. It took me forever to park down there, dog.
So there's something to be said about, do you want to play in a smaller venue with less people that have that intimate feel?
Yeah.
Or a little bit bigger and have it not so full, but feel like you're in a big place, you know? Because the Pete, I love, we're right there on the court, kind of on the Pete. Like, that's a great environment. It feels really cool. But the Fieldhouse does feel like a Fieldhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against it. I like both, I guess.
So,
I wonder what they like.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I will say this from a stage performer standpoint. So if you're a band, you're an artist and you can sell out like a 1500 seat place, they'll put you at like a 12, a 1200. They'll cut. Low just to keep the energy. Because what you don't want is bump up to 2 because we're selling out 15. Like, nah, man, because then
there's empty seats.
It's empty. It feels like a punch in the gut.
I get it.
So,
But anyway, so we're rooting. We're fans. Our family's fans. If you get a chance, well, there probably might be tickets left, but just root for them, see what happens. And if they win Thursday, they got a rematch with Destiny and Louisville.
Oh, really? So this is kind of becoming like a rivalry.
I think so. Right? It feels like it.
So that, because they took us out last year.
Yeah.
And then
took us out the first game or the first match this year.
Yeah.
And we got them back.
And we came back, handled that business.
You know what time it is. But we got to get there first. Let's not jump too far ahead. I mean, but so anyway, go Lady Panthers. Do we even know that's what officially called? I mean, there.
Yeah.
Seems like it makes sense.
Yeah, listen.
But anyway, we're rooting for y'all.
You're crushing, ladies.
Yep. I had to talk about that. Yeah. My daughter's just like, I can say she's like, we all think they're awesome. But
yeah. And my I'm going to be honest with you. I knew my wife played volleyball. Like, both of us played volleyball growing up. That's why we're such fans of watching it. I did not know how seriously my wife
was into it. She's yelling. She yells during the games.
Yeah.
She's yelling at him like, yeah, get it. That's it.
Yeah. She's like the nicest, kindest person. Quietest person you'll ever meet until there's volleyball in front of her. And then and she turns into an absolute animal.
Yeah.
But
no, we all have fun. So
yeah. Well, she does kickbox for a living, so I guess that's
But she's the nicest kickboxer you ever meet.
Yeah. She'll punch you in the face and smile and say, "Oh, you okay?"
And pray for you and ask you.
Yeah. That's exactly what she'll do.
And those of you that were not involved in the live stream, my whole family made an appearance, kind of.
Yes.
They all were sitting down here. Ashley was kind of the star of the show a little bit.
Yes. I expect nothing less.
A little bit, but
yeah, I expect nothing less. So. Yep.
We had I had some interrupting texts from Brian Beal, Jason Lane, Bart. So please don't do that again. Also in the live stream, we had Justin try and make a black. No, he didn't because we know that. That actually is what took 6 hours.
Yeah, it was Justin's black and tan.
Black and tan trying to do that. So
we need to do that, though. We need to bring him a live stream would be perfect for that. Like, hey, man, it's halftime. Try to figure this out.
Try to make a black and tan with a plastic spoon.
Oh, hey.
I did go pick up some Guinness today from Creekside.
Did you?
So he should have no excuses. Justin, you hear that?
That's true. Here, I got to go get a bottle opener for this first beer.
Oh, you can't just twist it off with your arm?
No, I'm a little guy.
Use your teeth? Justin. No excuses.
No excuses. Play like a champ.
Our Irish friend. But anyway, we're going to get in the first beer. We're going to get into the game a little bit, which we should definitely be more like somber, shouldn't we?
Nah, man. What do they say? Next, like on the next one, but there's
on to the next one.
No, it's like a phrase that they use.
Moving on up,
like moving on up. No,
time to,
you know what I'm saying.
Play the next guy. I'm sure there's a Tomlinism for it.
Right, that's what I mean. There's like a
next man up. I mean, that's just me. That means the next person that's not hurt.
No, I don't know.
What you got there, by the way?
Oh, this right here.
This is that little old thing over there.
This thing right here.
One more. This stuff right here is so good and spicy. In case you wonder what I got here, I've got Evan's raspberry jalapeno jam.
So this comes with a bottle cap. For,
you actually pour. That's what I had last time. You poured over that little cream cheese block.
Oh yeah,
spectacular. Not for toast because it's a little spicy. Well, I guess you could.
Look at this.
But it's great for like chips. That's awesome.
Look at this right here.
It's a little hazy.
A little hazy. This comes.
Is this an IPA?
No.
Is that written? Where's it from?
This is from.
Sorry, guys. Chew another thing.
I don't know, man. It's a different language. I'm gonna be honest with you. But I do got beer can up tonight, so you guys can take a look at the.
The chips in the way. Yeah. Well, can I see where it's?
Yeah, first? Read it up for me. This is. I'll read
the World Beer Award.
Does it?
Yeah.
This is from Oliver Lines. He's a Yorkshireman from England, bringing you the international connection.
It's English.
It's English, but that's definitely not English. That's a different one. He says he's currently living in New Zealand and sending you his favorite beer from. Oh, here you go, a small brewery in France.
Ah, so it's French.
I'm gonna guess.
Fragile.
Yeah, Fragile. Said he followed the Steelers since your first Super Bowl. Went to his first game in London in 2013. An unfortunate loss to the Vikings. Hey, Oliver, you gotta bring it up, man. You can just say that you were at the game.
This is from 1830.
1830.
I was ignoring
the when you lost. Yeah.
Can you take can you use like translator and like take a picture and it like reads it? You think?
There has to be with AI now, dude. There has to be.
Oh, my wife would know. She knows all those AI things.
You seen that joint though? What's it called? A Google. It's like in real time, Google Glass. Oh, not Google Glass or one of the AI glasses. Will translate a different language and you could read what they're saying.
Oh, of course.
This is getting wild. This is.
Of course.
Yeah, so.
French. I gotta enter the text. I'm gonna enter the text. There's gotta be something else I can do.
That's so inconvenient. This is. Can you read the name of that for me, nope. Ben?
Yep,
you
got it. Right here. About to type this in.
What language did you take in high school?
English?
No, like the foreign language. You gotta take a foreign language.
Spanish?
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you. Thank you, Oliver. We're going to try this right now as soon as we can figure out how to read it. I will. Are you good on that? I'll show it to the beer cam.
Yeah, no, I'm not good on that.
Also, no?
Yeah, that's what I meant. When you go to a different language, they move the keyboard around on you.
Yeah, because it's a different language. Oh, you can't just change your keyboard to a different language. You got to be typing in that language.
No, but they're in different spots.
Yeah, it's a different language, man.
There's no reason for it to be in a different spot.
It's the...
Du Mont... Blanc. I'm sure
Brasier, Dumont Blanc.
See, the A is the Q and the A are in different spots. Blanc, almost done. Okay.
It needs to be like the IKEA instructions where they have every language.
Oh.
You just have to go to your page.
So what happened was I typed that in the French and it gave me the same thing in English.
Good for us. Brasserie Dumont Blanc.
Yeah,
man.
What's it mean in English?
Man, it's the Brasserie Dumont Blanc. It said that.
What's La Blanche mean?
It's the something of the White Mountain.
Shouldn't it tell you?
It's the brewery of the White Mountain.
I am at a law, but Shouldn't it translate to people?
Help us out, guys. La Blanche is...
Yeah, how do you, what is that? I'm about to find out right now.
All
right. Boom, take that away. How do you spell that? Yeah, how does that taste like?
It's bubblegum, dog. It's really? Bubblegum.
All that work.
All that work, man. We're over here stumbling over a foreign language.
Ready?
It's not bad, though.
The white one.
Oh, see? They probably have a darker one.
La Blanche this is the white one.
Yeah, see? I'm... There you go.
See?
There you go.
So this, you can't translate. That is French, and French doesn't convert to English.
Well, Blanc is like a white wine, right? Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
So I'm using context clues. Here you go. What do you got? You're probably going to love this.
Oh. I do get a little bubblegum, but that's actually pretty good.
That's the best.
Wow.
That's the best bubblegum flavored beer. Listen, it's not bubblegum flavor. Bubble
flavor. Here you go. You can do the thing.
Yeah. When I
I like that.
It's like wheat beers to me taste like they have a hint of bubblegum. That's what it looks like. That's what we couldn't read, folks.
See if we were live stream. That's pretty good.
I do like that. I could
see if we were live streaming now. They could be giving us like all. This
I know. Where are you live? Guys when I need you? I'm over here fumbling, looking like a complete idiot, and I got no help. Google's saying the same thing I'm saying to it.
Good.
And
if you're going back for seconds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's got the on the front end, it tastes the bubblegum like the wheat. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But it I don't know. It finishes. I think listen, man, this is gonna be a I'm going out on a limb here. I think beer in Europe is better.
Whoa. So can you reseal this, you think?
I mean, listen, if you're gonna provide all this hardware, you better be able to.
I got one hand. You gotta pull that thing up first. I just only have one hand.
I got you.
Because only you're the spiller in the group, in the family. So you had to seal it up. I just wondered.
It's my spiritual gift. Is it's not sealed, but it's on.
To me,
what do you think?
Especially for your this is not a Belgian white.
I have no idea.
I think that's really good. I would give that a 7.
Yeah,
and I'm with you on the bubblegum. Like you ruined.
Thank you.
Bearish, like for me.
Hey, that's very kind of you to say. Thank you for that. I appreciate
it. I think that's good.
Yeah, see, here's the deal, man. If we were out in, where is this from, France? We're out in France, and we're just kicking it, doing French things, and you're like, hey, man, let's grab a beer, and you just went and got that because that was the only thing you could pronounce was La Blanche, and you're like, La Blanche, please. And you brought that back, I'd be okay with that, 100%.
Yeah, I absolutely could drink that.
Very good. Oliver Lines, a Yorkshireman from England.
Well done.
Thank you.
I like that. Instead of saying don't drink, like, look what they put here. They put a pregnant lady with a lion through it.
Say, hey, don't do this.
Don't do this. Yes. Thank you, Oliver.
Yeah.
Thank you, Oliver.
There you go.
Appreciate you very much. That was very
good. And there's a little bit of history of when he attended games and his fandom there.
Awesome. You know what goes well with a La Blanche?
What's that?
Chocolate Oreo.
Oh,
but I'm going to wait a little bit because I'm not quite done with the jam. But there might be one left and I might eat.
Being honest, so for real though, when you got that, you picked it up, you cracked those open in the car, did you wait to get back? You cracked them open in the car, didn't you? Come on, man. Come on. I know you did. Hey, I'd have done the same thing, brother. I'm telling you.
I did.
They're amazing.
I cracked that open and the beer. No, I did. I was going to wait and I'm like, nah, let me get a hold of these right now. Because I wasn't sure what it was and I wanted to see because it doesn't say on it, I don't think.
Like what it is.
Okay. So I was kind of like excited to see.
Hey man, you ain't got to justify. Like, oh, I just want to make sure. Listen, yeah.
Want to make sure it wasn't a joke.
So you guys give Dietz's out on the Christmas.
Yeah.
Like you buy every single year. I'm opening up immediately. As soon as I get that one, ooh, they're in. But the pretzels.
What's your go-to the group?
The pretzels.
Chocolate covered, dark covered, yes. Or white?
Yeah. No, the milk chocolate pretzels. Yeah. They are some of the best.
Nope.
But
nope.
So,
okay.
So since the 5-hour live stream that we did and we were able to watch the game process or react to it in real time, have you been able to process anything that you saw, since the game's ended? Are you feeling differently? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'll say this. If you remember at the end of that game, we broke here first live that Kenny might be having surgery.
Yeah, well,
we're way before Adam Sheffield. Way before.
We're basically insiders now.
That's what it is. Yeah. you know what? It's been kind of a one of those, you know, dark days in Pittsburgh when, you know, we lost a game that no one thought we were going to lose, no, we shouldn't have lost. And I think from the fans, I did the DV morning show this morning. I was on there for a little while. Shout out Randy, the GOAT. Bill, Mike, Rob King, all those guys that were there. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things that you get these games and it's over and you look back at it or you think about it or you hear about it and you put more thought into it. It's like, man, what happened? You know, you're looking for answers and there probably isn't any immediate, there's no answer, one thing. There's not this thing that says, okay, here it is. Everyone's got their take. I mean, some people think it's Tomlin. Some people think it's the quarterback. Some people think it's the coordinator. Some people think it's the defense. It's this. Everybody has a take. But there is no right or wrong answer on it. I think when you look at that game, it was just a weird game all the way around. The weather. You talk about the weather, the two delays I think there were.
Yeah.
Boz missing a kick. I mean, that in itself shows the weirdness of the
That doesn't happen.
Of the game. Miles Killebrew, two penalties, maybe three. I mean, and just a veteran guy that knows what he's doing. That's and it's not like he forgot or something happened. It's just like it's those things that just like, man, what is crazy. So you know, I think the big thing that people were talking about today, I heard and asking the question, and it's inevitably the question that any team is going to get asked when they lose to a team that they're supposed to win, especially when you're 5.5, almost a touchdown favorite.
Yeah,
that's a pretty big number in the NFL.
Yeah.
When you look at that and you say, did they overlook them? Did they take them lightly? That's always, you know, and I don't know how many times I'm asked that question. It's annoying because you're like, as a player, like, no. You take them lightly.
You guys play down to them, yeah.
But what I would say is, and I mentioned this on the radio this morning, and I think that, you know, it's worth mentioning again, is I don't want to say that this is playing down or taking someone, like, for granted or taking it easy, but if you weren't prepared for somebody in the sense that, not the whole team, but, like, I think that tight end that got after him at the end of the first half, when they went 99 yards, which we can talk about, When that tight end, I think it's McBride, maybe. I think McBride. When he went, when I see it on there, when he got like they didn't know who he was.
Yeah,
I didn't know who he was. But so if you could sit there and say, we weren't prepared for this guy, then you could say that's a form of overlooking somebody or, you know, not playing them that tough, but. Still, as a man and a team guy, you're never just taking guys eat for, you know, taking it easy or you know, not giving everything you have. But sometimes if you're not prepared for somebody, I guess you could lump that into the same category maybe.
Sure.
Someone said that, I think. Someone on the team actually said, you know, we weren't sure who this – not who he was, but just like what he was capable of. That drive that he had at the end of the half when they went 99 yards – was, I mean, he had that one catch that we talked about where he went up high and made that catch. That was a good throw. Great coverage. I mean, the guy just made a – I mean, sometimes those happen in games. Guys make phenomenal plays, and he made a phenomenal play that kept that thing going. So, you know, that's just been, I think, the question everyone wants to know is, like, well, you know, how does that happen? How do you have big favorites? And especially at home. And I said going in, you know, into that game, which is why I think this week's game against New England is a little different, okay? Yes, I think we're going to win that game absolutely against Arizona. And I said the only thing that could make me a little nervous is you have a dynamic guy at quarterback that can do amazing things with his leg, has a rocket on his arm. Mm-hmm. So things can still happen with him. This week against the Patriots, I don't see that guy. So that doesn't make me as nervous. You know what I'm saying? Like you can have a bad team, but a bad team with like a stud, things can happen. I thought James Conner was going to come in here and be fired up and ready to go. And you know, he kind of was a little slow early, but he got it going and got two touchdowns. I know he's super excited. So I just think that, you know, there are a lot of things that kind of were playing into your quarterback goes down.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't help.
Yeah, so. Early too, man. I think that was kind of the frustrating thing to watch. Right, because, I mean, you're optimistic through it, right? And you want to be. You want to look at like, hey, man, still early. You're looking at best case scenario. But the thing that was challenging is when we were able to make that drive early, right? And still unable to get it into the end zone. Yeah. Just seemed like it was showcasing the same concerns that we had the last couple, I mean, really since the beginning of the season. And yeah. So I felt like, do you feel like this game was kind of just showing all of the flaws kind of together?
Well, I'll say this. You look at last week's game against Cincinnati where we put up all the yards that we've been talking about. Yeah, yeah. We didn't score. But in when you make a big change like a coordinator, it's not just going to like all of a sudden the next week it's 50 points, it's 500 yards offense, it's touchdowns all. It's still a process.
Yeah.
And so I thought the first week against Cincinnati was a good step in the right direction. Beal, if you text me one more time.
I looked down and I knew it. I saw it pop up on my phone. I knew for a fact.
Beal.
Yeah.
It's going to take steps, right?
Yeah.
It's baby steps. So you saw week one, the yards. Okay, so now it's like, let's see what week two would be Arizona. Maybe you get the yards. Right. Maybe even the yards take a step back, but you score points now. Right. So it's like, let's figure out a way to get it all put together at some point. And they go down the field again, the opening drive. They look really good. They're spreading the ball around. They're taking shots, play action. The run's working. They get down there. They stall out. They kick a field goal, which at the end of the day isn't the worst thing in the world on your opening drive. You want to get points, period. Sure. Yeah, you want seven. You'll take three.
Sure.
They score. No problem. And then things, it just kind of... You know, it fizzled a little bit. I mean, they were still doing some stuff. They were able to run it. Maybe he got away from the run a little bit early, but I don't think it was anything bad. But my point in saying all that is you'll never know if they would have took that next step because you lost your starting quarterback. And yeah, you'd like to see Mitch be able to come in and say, okay, we're not going to miss a beat, but that's your number one first round. That's QB one. Yeah. And so when he goes out, you know, they're driving. They're on the 1 yard line, a fourth and one.
Yeah.
And if we score there, people are talking completely different.
Yeah.
You know, because that's another big thing this week. And we can talk about that as we get there. Like, you know, was it the right play call? Should they have done it? You know, this, that, and the other. I have my 2 cents on it, which, like I said, we'll talk about later. But it's 10. I think it's 10-3. It was 3-3 at the time, I think. It's 10-3. You're up. And now you've put points on the board, a touchdown, which you've been waiting for. And so... You feel a little bit different about everything. Now, again, you lose your quarterback and then just all kinds of things just kind of hit the fan. But that's the hard part is you don't really know if you're able to take that next step because you lost your guy.
Sure. It was 3-0 on that, wasn't it?
Were the open drive? I thought it was 3-3. Maybe it was.
Was it?
Yeah, it had to be 3-3 because they went up 10.
Because I thought we got some stats here. Yeah. So, yeah, because you would have had Mitch's touchdown in the fourth would have got us the 10.
Yeah, I was 3-3.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's challenging, man. I mean, yeah, the fourth and one, I'm okay going for it. I thought as soon as you line up, I don't understand at all. And I know I'm not a football guru, but I don't understand when it's fourth and you need 1 yard, why there is any reason to line up in a shotgun.
Yeah, unless you're going to roll out, you have like a RPO, some sort of thing.
But why call that play? You got 1 yard, dog.
Listen, I don't mind doing RPOs or different things there. My issue is when – sorry, I got another jalapeno.
And then peppers get you. You see it – go ahead.
My issue was you have a new quarterback coming in the game. Now, I know he's been around. He's a veteran. He's a backup. You shouldn't have – never skip a beat. But you're telling me his first snap of this game is fourth and one on the one and, you know, you're right. Get her center, run your most basic run. Maybe that is their most basic run. But, you know, I feel very strongly that Coach T was like that was his his decision. That wasn't Sully's. Not that Sully wouldn't do it, but
right.
I'm sure it was like, listen, give me your best run. Go do this. I don't, could you go under center and this, that, and the other? And again, if we score, no one's talking about it.
Yeah, I mean.
But you don't.
Right,
And you know what's unique, too? And we talked about this morning. Deontay's one-on-one on the outside. And when I was playing in that situation, and all these receivers that has played with me recently could tell you, we would have called the run play in the huddle, and we would have called X signal. Mm. And that's just basically, if we get this perfect look, we're throwing this ball.
Sure.
Which maybe could have happened there. Of course, we're hindsight. We're sitting in a chair the next day. Yeah. But I think 3 points there puts you up, you know, you're up 6-3 against a team that hasn't done anything yet all day either. Your defense really stuffing them. any points win. Now, I think he's thinking 7 points is a dagger.
Sure.
Not just up. It's a dagger. But and you also don't expect them to go 99 yards.
Right.
Like, that was mind-boggling.
Yeah, see, that isn't even the problem for me, man. Like, I don't think anybody expects the next team to go 99 yards on them, right? I think my thing is, like, you are probably convinced that you can get 1 yard against this defense based upon...
They were the 30 first or second-ranked team.
Right. Like, so, again, I don't mind going for it. I think what's tough is, like, that killed all morale. The risk, the risk versus reward. Like, hey, man, if we do get stopped on the 1 yard line against the 30 something defense, what is that going to do to a team that seems like there's just a level of communication that's lacking that will give them some cohesion to allow the standard of proficiency that we're accustomed to?
I would guess. If I was a betting man, I would guess that Coach Tomlin was thinking, go for it, because we're probably going to get it. Sure. And if we don't, you know, I'm sure the chance or the percentage, if they would do it 10 times, so get us a percentage.
Sure.
I'm guessing they scored 6 or 7 times out of 10. Okay? That's my guess. Mike does, we do 2-point plays every day at practice. Yeah. I think, though, the thought is, we're going to do this because we're at least a 50%, 60% team of getting this. If we don't, of that 30, 40% where we don't get it, they're, you know, our defense is so good, they've done nothing.
Yeah.
They're going to be backed up punting, and now we're going to get the ball inside the 50, and we're going to do it again. So it's like, I get where it makes sense. I think where the question comes, again, I question sometimes with a new quarterback. I don't hate it, but just question it. And I wonder if it's not the best play you had.
Yeah.
Maybe it's under center. You know, I don't know. But, you know, it's just a lot of, unfortunately, what ifs.
Again, man, it's like you said, we are the day after. We are able to analyze it with the space that they're not provided having to do in the moment. I am not a football X's and O's guy. However, you see a team on the other side of the state have – almost perfect percentage with this, what do they call it? The brotherly shove, the tush push.
Yeah.
This 1 yard. It's you've had defense.
They also have a quarterback that squats 700 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. Small that man, helps.
Yeah, I got you.
Right.
I'm with you.
But when you're six, you gotta do this 6'3", right? And you're telling me you can't get
got a big back that could push.
Right. You can't get 1 yard, you know what I mean? Again, and if it's not in your playbook, man, and you guys aren't comfortable doing stuff like I've seen Kenny get a yard when we needed it. I think I've only seen Kenny not get a yard on a sneak once.
Yeah, but Kenny's not in and Mitch is in. Do you still do the same thing?
Yeah, man. You tell me Mitch don't got that dog in him. I think he does. Yeah. I think Mitch is going to lower that shoulder and I think if you fail doing that, I think the people are like, well, shoot, we tried. Yeah. At least he didn't line up his shotgun. You know what I mean? I think we're looking at it like that. But again, to your point, what you're saying as far as the defense, the length of the field.
You don't expect him going 99 yards.
All of that makes sense. Yes, all of that makes sense. But it's just a challenging thing, bro, when it feels like we're grasping for some level of, like, I think we just want to stop looking at the offensive scheme and doing this. Like,
yeah. Well, I know it can be frustrating, but again, how do you know they weren't going to take a baby step before you lose your quarterback?
Yeah, and that it too, man. It seemed like the perfect storm of what ifs.
I know.
Hey, what if we get stopped on the one, we lose our quarterback, and then, you know, they go 99? Like, it was like, dude, of course.
Yeah.
I don't blame it all on, you know, that one play. It was compounded with all those situational things, but.
And we need to obviously offer our prayers to Kenny.
Yes.
His wife, man. And you know, for the surgery I know they had this morning, I assume everything went well and everything.
Yeah.
But still, prayers for a quick and speedy and healthy recovery.
Pulling for you, brother. You hate to see that. And they didn't give a window as far as what is it?
4, I heard. I think it's from what I gather and understand, it's like it's the version of the Tommy John surgery where people actually like want to get it, like it avoids high ankle sprains. I don't think the average person can go get this surgery.
Get that robotic ankle.
We talked about this earlier. This is not a surgery that you can get because you've got bad ankles. You just can't go do it.
Yeah, that's – what else, man? What else did we see? What else did we see that was
– Well.
It was just a weird game, man. The rain delays. How does that impact
– Yeah.
Pace of play there. Like, you're not coming back on the field the same, but.
No, but, and you're prepped, you're excited, you're ready to go. And it's like, you go play and then they stop you. You go, they stop you. And you just want to get into football, to me, is a game of rhythm.
Mm.
That's why it's important as a quarterback to get into a rhythm. Like, what are your passes? Where's the what's a way to get you into a rhythm? Well, rain delays are not a good way to get into a rhythm.
The opposite.
Yeah, take those. Get those away from me.
No, man, it's all you, dog.
And so, actually, these are all on me over here.
As he reaches for the chocolate-covered Oreos, folks.
It's just so hard to get into a rhythm, and you lose your starting quarterback. And Mitch did it. I thought Mitch did a good enough job coming in. I mean, yeah. 11 of 17, 117 yards, a touchdown. You can talk about the turnover backed up, which is a killer. I mean, that's the other thing. If that doesn't happen, who knows what goes on? You know, you punt, all kinds of things could happen. And I'm not going to point a finger at either guy because I think both the center and the quarterback, Cole and Trubisky, both probably would have said, I could have had a better snap. I could have caught it. It is hard. I can only speak as a quarterback. It is hard as a quarterback when the snap is low because so many times when you're catching a snap, you're not actually watching the ball hit your hands.
Hmm.
I would look through the ball to start reading the defense, and I would kind of catch it with a peripheral type, right?
Sure.
So you're expecting that ball to be in this area where I can kind of catch. I mean, you're seeing on the way back to make sure it's good, and then your kind of eyes are off and you're catching. I've dropped balls that have hit me right here because you're almost like
yeah.
The last thing you want or like or expect is that low ball. So he has to now go down, and first and foremost, trying to stop it from rolling past you.
Sure.
You know, I think it was a screen play, so now they're like already letting the guys in quick.
Yeah.
It's not a screen play. He probably falls on it.
Yeah.
So it's a tough situation as a quarterback to be in. I will not blame him for that. I won't blame Cole. I put it on both of them, if you will. Because I hate to just say it's one or the other. But that's a tough situation coming out and then in the third quarter and you turn the ball over right there.
Yeah.
Backed up like that too. That's brutal. So that's a killer. And your offense right now is not made to come back. I mean, Mitch did a great job. He took some shots down the field. He threw a great ball down the middle to Connor, to Hayward. There was some really good stuff that Mitch is doing, taking some shots. And I think he's given us a chance. I think we'll be pleasantly surprised with what we see with him moving forward. But, it was tough. It was frustrating to see some of the stuff we saw from those guys.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to ask you. Based upon his performance in this game going into a team, again, that we should be able to beat. Are you feel comfortable with Mitch?
Mm. Yeah.
Because he's 2-3 as a starter for the Steelers. He has a 63% completion rate.
But he's never had Mike Sullivan as his coordinator.
So that's what I'm very curious about. We saw a little bit of it, but kind of. I think we were kind of doing managing. We were like, you know what I mean?
Well, I think where it's going to be good for him is Sully and him have a relationship. They've gotten to know each other. He's his quarterback coach.
Mm-hmm.
They've worked. No one's worked closer with Mitch than him since he's been here. Familiar person in your ear.
Yeah.
A guy that knows. Sully knows what Mitch likes. He knows his favorite place because he's the one that Mitch would tell his plays to, and then he would go tell Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to see Mitch get – I think Sully's going to know how to get Mitch into a rhythm early. He's going to know how to get him comfortable. We talk about getting into a comfort zone, getting into a rhythm. I don't know much about the Patriots. I had heard that they got a pretty good run D, because that's the other thing I would say is you've been doing well in offense is running the ball recently.
Sure.
With both backs. You know, you might want to consider doing it early. And I would consider using Mitch on the outside. One of Mitch's best attributes is his athleticism and ability to run the ball.
Mm.
Get him out. Give him some opportunities to get on the move, to run. Same thing you were kind of doing with Kenny. And I think that it could end up fitting Mitch really well. And I think people could be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid to take shots down the field.
I'm really excited. Now, I will be 100% honest. Like, I'm biased because I like Mitch. I like him as a dude. I think as a player, we haven't seen the consistency that we wanted with him. But again, he's in a system that seems to have a lot of things that might be inconsistent at this point in time. So to have some of that removed, to have some of that comfortability, I think you're going to see some of that athleticism you saw early in Chicago.
I think you should. I think Sully will do that.
That's what I mean.
I think you're silly not to.
Yeah.
To make him sit in the pocket and just No, he used his athleticism.
And his throws that we saw here in the three quarters that he was able to play.
Listen, he's not afraid to take shots and take chances.
And they were on the money for the most part.
Yeah.
Looking back at it, now, I can't remember one that wasn't, but like where he's placing those balls, those well-thrown balls, man. So I'm excited to see that because it seems to me that there's just been this perpetual need for a spark throughout the season. Yeah. Like there hasn't been an identity in the offense, obviously, because it's been shifting so much. And so we've kind of piggybacked on these sparks. Right, there's been this, Jalen starts popping off. We finally figure out Canada's back on the field. We figured out how to run the ball. Canada leaves. Now, you know, and so it seems like we're just kind of piggybacking off from one spark to the other. This is another spark. It's another element to kind of get things kind of mixed up. I'm excited to see what happens. Hopefully there is some kind of glue that comes in this back half. What is your expectation now, having our second string quarterback? We're 7-5. Where are we at on the playoff run here?
Well, we're the top seed in the wild card, which is amazing that we lost and we didn't move, which I'm not sure why or how, because Houston has the same record as us, but they beat us. I mean, I know that there's ways to figure it out.
Did the NCAA do it?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
But I'm watching this Bengals-Jaguars game, and the Jags are, if they win tonight, they become the number one seed in the AFC, the whole AFC.
Jeez.
So they're a good football team. But I'm watching the Bengals, and I'm watching Jake Browning, like he's 14 of 15 or 15 of 16 for 150 yards. Look, they go 15 of 16, 157 in the first half.
Jeez.
Like, that's not the Jake Browning we saw.
No.
And if this guy's going to start getting into rhythm, starting to feel, I mean, highly recruited out of high school, great college quarter. I mean, great in terms of, like, stats and what he did at Washington. I guess in saying that, I'm a little bit, like, kind of nervous the way that he's playing, but – because they're a team that's behind us, obviously. You know, we're going to play the Colts, who have been playing really well. So we've got some – this is a must-win, okay? We're going to be without our starting quarterback for 2 to 4 weeks. We'll get to see what this team's made of. Mm-hmm. If we – listen, here's the other thing, and I hate to say on this show because we don't ever want to talk about players or criticize players, right? We talk about criticize the play, not the player. We're not going to criticize Kenny, but, you know, that – I think between Kenny and Canada – those have been the two big question marks that people want answers to, right? I mean, I'm just stating
who is it,
the facts,
right? That's what they keep asking.
If we're having issues, is it because of one or the other, or both? What is it? Well, Canada's gone, and they have a great first game.
Yeah,
this game wasn't so great, but it was doing. They were okay in the first half. They weren't miserable in the first half.
Right.
Okay, I mean, Kenny 7 of 10, 70 yards. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Now, okay, if they come out this week and the offense is just plugging along and they're doing, I say plugging along like they're just picking up yards or scoring points or doing all this stuff with Mitch, unfortunately, people are going to start saying, it's probably both of them.
Mm.
So it's just going to be, and so that's what I'm saying, it's a unique situation for both, for Mitch, for Kenny, for everybody, and it stinks, but it's the nature of this beast. And listen, do I think that when he comes back, he'll play? Yes, unless they go win 4 in a row and Mitch is playing really, really well. Yeah. He's your guy. You drafted number one. In the first round, I don't think they don't pull that plug. I don't think Mr. Rooney's ready to pull that plug yet. So we'll see. But again, short weeks are never good, but maybe this time it is because you can actually flush this one a lot quicker.
Hmm.
Like, okay, let's move on. And, you know, you get to a team that's not real good, and that helps too.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, and again, it's not a superstition. It's just I'm looking at history. The last two that we said, this should be easy.
I know.
We're not live streaming Thursday.
No, we're not.
We're not doing
that. I'm taking the boys to the game.
Yeah, we're not going to be here live streaming. We'll do a podcast episode about it after the fact. But so you can't blame us.
No.
So if whatever happens, don't blame us on this one.
Not our fault.
But is there? So you're talking getting down to the root of the issue, and we'll jump to another beer here in a second, but getting down to the root of the issue, obviously Canada gone, Kenny comes, you know, does well, and then now that he's gone, gives Mitch a chance. Is there ever a point where maybe the general public starts a new hashtag, but the inside, Tomlin, the decision makers are seeing enough to be like, no, I actually like this. Like how big of an impact is the social media you know, the uproar, the chants, right? How big of an impact does that play actually on decision making?
I would like to think that it doesn't, because at the end of the day, the decision makers are, it's about a business, you know, it's like, you say what you want, but I know what we got.
Yeah, but dude, and this...
And I know but they weren't getting it, but you can't.
But the people buying, no, if you're talking for business, the people buying your product are starting the hashtags.
But they're still coming to the games.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still paying the money to do it.
Yeah, and that's an interesting aspect of this entertainment monster, is like, that's part of the entertainment. It's not to only win games, but to give you something that captures your attention. And if you hate it and you're consumed by it, it still has your attention.
Yeah.
I'm going to refrain from falling into a sermon right there, because totally. I felt like that a preach. But that's always interesting to me. Because
it's going to be, I don't know. Yeah.
Was Fire Canada an option the entire time, or was it because the uproar?
I don't think it's because the uproar. I really don't believe it's because the uproar. I really don't. It's just my opinion. I don't. Okay.
Hey, you would know better than any of us.
I don't think Art cared. I mean, I should take that. I think he cares what people say, because he loves his brand. He loves the team. It's like, it's his family. Always has been.
Loves the fans. Yep.
And so I still, at the end of the day, I don't think he's making decisions because of what the fans say. I really don't.
Well, and again, there's so much more happening inside with you guys than we will ever be privy to. Right. And so you guys are running the infrastructure of the business that we consume as entertainment. So I'm just always interested by that, man. Yeah. So, well, let's jump into this next beer. I'm going to go grab it here.
We're going to talk about some defense.
Yeah.
There you go.
Did you watch any of the press conferences?
I didn't. You hear TJ? I heard TJ said the NFL's out to get him, or the NFL's against him, or something.
He did something. Yeah. Let me go grab this beer.
It's hard to. That's my man's. Pretty darn good, but. You know, you could have took the camera off me. Nope. So I could have snuck some Oreos and no one would have known. Kind of rude. Look, chocolate on the finger. Yeah, here you go. Boom.
All right. Here we go.
All right, hold on.
Here we go. this is a. This goes with this. This is a blueberry shandy.
Oh, really?
That's what it is. excuse me, lemon blueberry shandy.
Oh, because our last shandy we had was delightful.
Was not Neil. It? Yeah, Neil.
It was Neil.
Neil said on social media though that the other two are good.
Well, we're going to find out in less than a week.
They better be Neil.
You're out.
Well, listen, it's not that the other one was.
Get rid of family members.
Right. It's like an awkward Thanksgiving. All right. It says, hi, guys, and greetings from Earth Road Brewery. Enjoy a couple beers on us. Thank you.
Okay.
It introduces the next one first. It says, our Lost Gold Lager, a classic German Vienna lager. It's my favorite style of beer. Thank you. With a great malt base. It's a perfect time for the year. Perfect time of year for this beer style. Huh. It also has a great Civil War story attached to it.
Oh.
I would love to know that. Yeah.
Oh, maybe on the can it say?
Yeah, it says check out the UPC code on the can for more info.
Wait, I love things like that.
Yeah. So, and the second is easy drinking blueberry shandy, refreshing and low ABV. This beer is just made for day drinking. We normally serve in a glass with a couple of fresh blueberries, but enjoy it however you like. Anyways, thanks for the podcast. Keep up the great work. Let me know what you think of the beers. Andy Schlim of Earth Road Brewery. All right.
I would say thank you, Andy, but I'm going to try it first. How does it pair with a chocolate-covered Oreo in the evening?
There's only one way to find out. Andy, thank you for sending these in.
Thanks, Andy.
Appreciate it. Thank you for watching and
being
caring,
part of the family.
Yeah, caring enough to go through the hassle it takes to send this in. We know it's the most convenient thing, so we appreciate it.
Whoa.
Here you go. That's what we're looking. That's the can that they have designed over there at Earth Road.
Whoa.
What do you got there?
Blueberries.
In here?
Strong blueberry.
Lemon blueberry shandy.
I mean, it smells like a blueberry muffin.
Yeah, it's very fragrant. Oh, wow, dude. Yeah, that's heavy.
You know, about when there, I was watching The Boss.
Oh, The Boss. Respect.
And The Boss doesn't, like, I sipped, and The Boss doesn't ever sip it. He doesn't go halfway.
No, he marrows it.
He goes all the way down.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what I need to do. I need to go all the way, get a little squishy swish, yep. Go, and then come with the next one as I sip it. So
do it.
That's what I've been doing.
Here you go. Mm. See, he would have the good technique. Did I get you?
It's
he said, whoa.
that's like a kick in the mouth of blueberry.
Really?
Yeah. It's, I'm not a huge blueberry fan. I love blueberry muffins. My wife's blueberry muffins. I love them. My dad made blueberry muffins.
With blueberry.
Did I say that really fast? Sorry. I still speak fast.
You're kind of like a rapper, dude. You're kind of like a.
Or I'm like a quarterback that only has 25 seconds on the play clock.
It's the same thing.
But that's got a jugular blue shot.
Oh, wow. Blueberry. Yeah, dude, that's gnarly.
It's good. Again, I'm not a big blueberry fan, but it's not bad.
What is the ABV on that? That is the most flavorful shandy I've ever had in my life.
That was from Hershey, PA. Oh, 3.4. That's what
I mean. Oh, yeah. Dude, if you... Summertime.
Andy Shandy.
River, beach, hike, kicking it by a trail with your dog. Yeah. This is what you want to be. That's very good. And it's not too sweet.
It's not too sweet, which is key.
Especially if you're having a day.
Yeah. I imagine if you had too many of them, they might get to a point of too much. But it's nice. It's light. It's refreshing. I'm going to go 6.5.
I'm going to give that an 8.5.
Whoa.
Dude, the lemon cuts it perfectly.
Okay.
And I don't even like shandies, but if I'm going to have one, this is the one that I want. This is really good, Andy. I don't know if you're the one brewing this or if you have a team. Either way.
Is that his beer?
I mean.
Andy Shandy.
Andy Schlim.
No, but it's Andy Shandy.
I know, Andy Shandy. Maybe it's Shandy Slim.
Either way, that's
Slim Shandy.
Slim Shandy.
Trying to make a Slim Shady joke. It didn't work. They're not all gold, folks.
That's good.
Yeah, that's really solid.
Good. I'm gonna hit that with a chip.
Highly recommend. I don't know where you guys distribute, but I would highly recommend if you're in Hershey, stop by that. Let's jump into defense.
Defense. Oh, mama. Even old mama couldn't renegade confetti.
I don't want to dive too deep into this.
Yeah.
But I do. I haven't got to ask you about it. Okay. What's TJ talking about?
What's what?
What's TJ talking about? Is he?
Well, he gets held every single play.
Well, how do you stop him? A lot of
guys do. You have to hold him.
You're telling me Myles Garrett's not getting held every single play too? I would imagine.
A lot of guys are. And that's what happens when you're the baddest dude out there.
Yeah. I think he only got two of them called in this game.
Yeah, but I'll say this. Someone else, one of our guys held two, they didn't call it either. That's unfortunate, especially for TJ, because I know what he wants to do and what he can do and how he can wreck and change a game. But it's hard enough when they put two guys on you, let alone when they're, like, holding you and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think the NFL's out to get him? Or I forget. I don't know how he said it, but.
He was very professional with it.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that the NFL still loves you, TJ, because you're on every promo. You're, like, the dude. Mm-hmm. Well-deserved. But I can understand why you would feel that way. You know, it can be frustrating, but again, that's about the only way you can deal with that dude. I thought Alex came to play. I thought Alex showed up and played well. I thought it was good to have Minka back out there. I don't remember Minka doing anything like splash. I know he broke his hand at one point,
but that Minka's so hardcore, bro, that you can say, oh, he broke his hand at one point, but kept playing.
Oh, well,
man, I love that guy. Keep going. Yeah. Just to put an end cap on the TJ conversation, if he's getting held every play and still putting up the numbers that he's putting up,
yep.
Imagine what would happen if they were not holding him.
Yeah, that's why they hold him.
Yeah. What else you see from the defense?
Well, I thought JJ Dripport Jr. did well. I think, you know, you're going to get your – if you're going to talk about his penalties, you're going to end up getting probably one foul a game from him. But you're willing to put up with it, I think, because of what else he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's shutting down. I mean, I don't even know if they threw the ball once. I think he was on Hollywood Brown like the whole game. I don't think they threw it to him once because he's locking him down.
Wouldn't open. Yeah.
Now, it's unfortunate that his one penalty comes on a guy in the back of the end zone. It's like the third or fourth receiver and, you know, whatever. But I think you found I think you found one there, mm-hmm. you know, in JJ. I think you got a guy that you can move around the field. You can lock him on somebody. And you just got to deal with that one penalty. Hope it doesn't hurt you.
Yeah, and how much is that penalty coming because this is his first year in the league? It's just you're a rookie. You're learning the ropes of how to play that. That position aggressively in the league, what they're going to call. I mean,
oh yeah, he's going to get better
next year. You probably see less.
He's
going
to understand as long as he keeps working his craft, which I expect him to. If he keeps trying to get better, not just being like, "Listen, I'm the guy.
Yeah,
I figured this thing out. I know what I'm doing." Like as long as he's like, okay, I want to take the next step,
sharpening.
I'm gonna be the lockdown dude. Then he can do it.
Yeah.
He's got the capabilities and the abilities.
For sure.
Anyway.
On a more pressing question, how many of those Oreos are left? Be honest. Do I have one over there?
You want one, really?
Let me get a half. I don't want a whole one, to be honest with you, because I might tag one of these pressing.
You can't just not. You can't have a half.
I'm going to do the whole one. Did that bum you out, giving that to
me? No, because you're my boy. It would bum me out. I don't want to put my Oreos out when I'm having a party and people are like coming over because I don't want to share.
That's very true. That's not even a joke.
I know. I'm very serious.
Yes.
I'm extremely serious. I don't want to share
those.
I've
seen you do that.
I'll share chocolate-covered pretzels all day. Yeah. I'm not sharing an Oreo. There's a bunch. Let's see. That pack was probably a, I don't know. There's a lot in there. But there's one, two, three.
This ain't the last one, is it?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's a lot left in there.
Is this the last one?
No.
Okay. I felt bad.
Me or my boy.
I know.
I can't get my last
one. Hey.
I love my wife. I don't know that I could give her the last one of those. Luckily, she doesn't eat gluten, so. Sorry.
Yep. Nope.
Look, I would give you this last
one. You saw me try, right?
You know I'd give you this, but
I'll save it for you.
I'm looking out for you because I know how you get headaches with the gluten.
Let me take that off your plate, babe, so you don't have to worry about that headache. That's very thoughtful of you. This is very good. Very good.
So anyway, yep. Thank you again, Dietzis.
You do a quick overview of the Pats.
Yeah, so I want to make sure I don't leave anything out of this game,
dude. Apparently, according to Shefty, we signed Trace McSorley.
I heard that too. Practice squad.
Yeah. Need somebody, right?
Extra guy. Yeah. Yeah, so this week, unfortunately, I don't know a whole heck of a lot about the Patriots. I know Juju's there. I don't know how much he's getting used because they have quarterback issues. I think Billy Zappi or Zappi or whatever, however you say his name, I assume is starting at quarterback. I heard today, that's the only thing I know about their defense, I heard today that they have a pretty good run defense. So it could be some, you know, some challenges for our offense, but I assume our defense is going to have a heyday.
Good in comparison to their pass defense or good like in the standard?
That's pretty good, yeah. I think. I don't know.
So it's a win. What do you think? You want to?
It's a win.
You want to predict some numbers?
Nope. It's a win. I'm just saying.
I was going to pick predict, but I'm not even. Yeah, I want to see that. And then we have Indy afterwards.
Yes, we do.
So best case scenario, we go on.
Who is it? Oh, the Patriots.
Patriots. Yeah. So best case.
Go ahead. They're the 8th ranked defense.
Really?
Yep. They're only giving up 316 yards a game. Okay.
I did not expect that.
No. I didn't either.
So, best case scenario, we go make a run. Something begins to click. This spark gives us something. The reports are, and this is obvious for a short week, is you're going to condense the playbook. I anticipate more productivity with a smaller playbook. Is that fair?
Typically, yeah. So we would go into a game with a play sheet, our play sheet. The front of it would be our the plays, and the backside would be the no huddle plays. And going to a week like this, we would take a few of those front sheet of new plays, and we'd be like, "This is a no huddle week. Mm-hmm. We're using the back of this play sheet, and this is what we're doing. This is what we're going to because that's something you've been doing since day one. You're not putting brand new stuff in." You might put a couple plays in just because you see something, but I don't know if it's the same thing that they have that we had. You know, we had that no huddle stuff that we could rely on all the time. They may not have that, so it might be still like, okay, we're going to break this down into exactly what we feel comfortable with. But I would expect Belichick to blitz because we couldn't handle the blitz. We couldn't pick the blitz up. I expect blitzing and more blitzing and more blitzing. And Hodge agrees with me. Talk to him. I agree with him, I should say, that there's going to be a lot of blitzing. And so you know, I just don't. Yeah. I don't know. It could be tricky. So in saying that, I hope that we shorten up our playbook a little bit. Really pick the things we like. Don't try and do too much.
Yeah.
But take your favorite. You know, instead of having 20 runs a game, let's do 10.
Sure.
You know, maybe, you know, what just as an example.
Yeah, and having some time after that short week, do you see? So say we condense it. We see some proficiency. Does it make sense to stay with that? Or do you then, with the extra time on the back end of that, say, all right, now let's build some other stuff in there?
Yeah, you build more stuff into it because you've got more time and you can practice stuff. You'll look at your next opponent. You have an extra few days to prepare for them. You'll throw some extra wrinkles in.
Sure.
You'll do some things that can confuse them. So I think that's where they'll go for the next one.
Man.
That's just my unprofessional opinion.
More professional than most. So, you want to get this last beer?
Let's do it. Let's finish it with a bang.
Any other sponsors you want to shout out while I'm grabbing this?
Well, there's so many. Do we have time? No. I can't think of it. Put these chips away. Thanks again, whoever sent those.
I'm set.
What? You see it down there? We're gonna have something real special. After the Patriots game for y'all, some two unique beers and then a third beer that is the most unique beer. It's so unique, it's banned in 15 states.
That's not a joke.
That's very real.
That is a real, true fact. All right. So this is their. This is what Earth Roads Vienna Lager. It's called Lost Gold Lager.
Nice.
Yeah, we got.
Let me cleanse my palate with an Oreo.
We got Neil's other two beers, and then we got this special, little special something that is only released once a year, every other year.
Every year, I don't know.
Who knows? Someone much smarter than us. All right, it's a good color. Already a fan of this. Come on, Earth Road. You might be my new favorite brewery. If this is good, I'll do the old swap out. What do you think?
Huh?
I don't advise anybody who does a podcast to have this many liquids around all your gear. We're professionals, so.
Okay, hold on.
That's what you're looking at right there. All right.
In 1863. 11 Civil War soldiers left West Virginia on a secret trip. Hidden in the bottom of their wagons was a fortune in gold bars that were to be transported to the Philadelphia Mint. Everything was fine until they entered the woods near Dent's Run, PA. They were never heard from again.
Ooh.
Find out more of this incredible story in Dent's Run Gold, a treasure worth dying for. Inspired by the FBI's real-life search in March of 2018 for $500 million dollars of lost gold.
Buried in the woods?
Let's go.
500 million. Are we going on a treasure hunt?
Yes, we are.
If we do that, can I dress up as Jack Sparrow?
Yeah. You
I feel like
you
I have to at that point, right?
Of course, they may have already found it, but we can still go looking anyway. There's a little QR code we can... I'm gonna,
it takes you to where the gold's buried.
Treasure map.
Right, it's a geocache.
Actually, it's like Willy Wonka. Only certain cans give you the actual...
Yes, man.
Okay. All right, here we go. Try it?
Nope, I'm waiting for you. He said...
Before I comment, I want to try it again.
It's good. I've had a lot of Vienna lagers. It's good. Didn't blow me away. It's better than some. That's a beer I would be happy if I ordered. I was kicking it at their bar, hearing stories about Lost Gold.
So I think that I think they melted the bars down for the.
Yeah,
I would. Yeah, it is good. I would say it's very like plain Jane. Like it does. It's nothing like, special. It's just very. Like
a, and we should have probably done that one first because this one, the flavor on this one was wild. But that's very drinkable. I enjoy that. I'll give it a 6.5.
I think that I'd go about 7.5.
Yeah,
I like that. I think it's. And I say plain. I hate to say this, that it's just plain, doesn't have any flavor. But it's a good. That's a really good lager.
Yeah, super drinkable.
Yes, very drinkable. 5%. That's a good beer.
Hey, but I'll give it a 10 if we find this gold.
Uh huh.
I'll give it 2 10s.
So thank you for the beer. Thank you for the story. I can't wait. I'm just going to QR that now. I'm not going to let you guys to Hershey PAs.
Where this gold is at? There's no way, but. Honestly, because there's a lot of like stories about hidden treasures, sunken ships. In 2023, you're telling me that we have this artificial intelligence that can be doing this wild stuff, and we can't find these lost gold. I mean, this gold's done, right?
You know how they get you?
What's that?
You click on that QR code.
Join the mailing list.
Takes you to Amazon to buy the book.
They got you, dog.
Take you to Amazon. Actually, you automatically buy now. Treasure worth dying for. Whoa.
But there's no way that gold isn't still out there. Like any of this stuff. Right?
Oh, the compelling story that blends adventure, mystery, deception, murder, and mutiny. With actual history.
With actual history?
Numerous obstacles and dangers stand in the way of a successful mission, including greedy soldiers, southern sympathizers, Pinkerton detectives, secret societies, dangerous animals, and treacherous conditions.
It sounds like if you wait maybe six...
Everything was fine until 11 soldiers entered the woods. I'd like to see the movie.
That's what I'm saying. Wait 6 to 12 months, that'll be on Netflix.
Who wants to make this movie?
Apple TV Plus are going to have a 10-hour series.
Come on now, who wants to make it?
And I'm going to watch all 10 hours of it, to be honest with you.
Some claim it's fiction, but there's plenty of reason to believe otherwise.
I don't know who wrote this book, but we are giving you a commercial real quick.
Wow. Okay.
You going to buy that
book? Okay. Anyway, I don't know.
Probably. Maybe. All right. Maybe. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for all the stuff.
Yeah, thanks for sending stuff in. If you guys want to send in beers or snacks now, apparently.
We don't need more.
Yeah. I don't know. We started accepting snacks. The address to do that is going to be in the description below.
Melts so good. It's just good deets.
Yeah, like we said, we're not going to be live streaming this week, so you guys can stay plugged in to... It's on Amazon. Thursday night?
Amazon Prime, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, Amazon Prime. Never thought I'd have to say that sentence. But we will have a podcast for you guys following that. So we appreciate you. Stay plugged in at Football with Ben on Instagram for all that kind of stuff, beer lists, all that kind of stuff. So anything you want to share with these people before we get on and out of here?
Thanks, family. Appreciate y'all. Go Lady Panthers and see what happens. Later.